She is a fireball. I'm talking about State Senator Tony Boucher, a Republican from the 26th District, which includes Bethel, New Canaan, Reading, Richfield, Weston, Westport, and Wilton. Senator, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
Well, it's great to have you here, and you know, I'm glad you're here because I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that are being pushed. And what I'm worried about, and I've said it time and time again on this program, I am worried about the middle class. Even though you're talking about investment managers, even though they're talking about this and that, it always ends up hitting the middle class. What do you see? I know that you're a tough one. What do you think here?
Well, Brad, you just mentioned seniors planning ahead for retirement. And this hits exactly the people that you were speaking to just a few minutes on your radio show. In fact, when people plan for retirement, they usually take a look at their pension plan and the retirement fund that they've worked a whole lifetime to accumulate. And they go to an investment advisor locally, either at their bank or in their town, and they ask them for advice on what to do with their funds, to roll it over into what investments. Now the state, another terrible idea is that they want to tax that service 19%, just under 20%.
You're kidding.
That's one of the bills that's being proposed because they'll say, well, you know, those are rich people, they're investment advisors. They don't realize that they're dealing with rank-and-file individuals all over the state.
You know something? I knew it. I knew it. And I'm so glad, Tony, that you were on top of this because, you know, there are so many, there are three or four bills that I can count that if they hit, and if the Senate, the House, they go along with it, the middle class is going to be in very, very tough shape. I can't believe that they're going to do this. I really can't.
Well, it's incredulous that they're having a hearing on it on finance just this week, and you know that I'm going to be asking some very tough questions. You know, we don't need to give seniors more reasons to leave our state. They already are taxed to death on their pensions, on their inheritance, on gifting anything to their children or grandchildren. They've had enough, and it's not just when, it's already now. And that's what I'm hearing. In fact, this weekend, I was talking to a realtor who talked about some individual investment from employees, and they're saying, you know, all we need is our laptop. We can go to another state that's more tax-friendly.
You know, one of the things that really, really bothers me is that a lot of this is going on now, and there'll be a rush at the end of the session. Do you think that it's going to have a chance to pass something like this?
Well, I certainly hope not. There'll be a lot of us talking about why this is very bad policy for Connecticut. It exacerbates the very problem of our highest taxpayers leaving the state. But remember, they passed a 20% surcharge on corporations' profits earlier that was supposed to be temporary. And has that gone away? It hasn't. It seems like every temporary tax that they've ever enacted, including the income tax and the inheritance tax, the real estate tax, has continued even way past the time. Not to mention, you know, the income tax was originally supposed to be a temporary tax.
And I always remember Ella Grasso's gas tax. That was temporary, too.
Oh, yes. And, you know, what people don't possibly recognize is when they go to the gas pump, they're not only being charged a gas tax and excise tax, they're also being taxed on a percentage basis that was very much a temporary, and it has skyrocketed from 5% to 8% over the last 2 years. So you're right, it is a lot to be concerned about, and I would say even if these bills don't pass, Brad, just the mere talking of them, about them, is very negative. It creates a very negative tax environment for people.
Well, I'm out a lot, and you have no idea. In fact, I bumped into some 18-wheeler drivers. This was a couple of weeks ago. And just talking with them, I had a cup of coffee and so on and so forth. And I said, you folks busy? And these guys just lit up. And you guess what? They're moving people out of this state And some of the people, and they told me this, I don't know how they found out, they must have just asked them, but they told me this, that some of the people are folks that were employed by the state, and they're getting out of the state.
Absolutely. This is the same employee group that has gotten the best benefits in America, that the unions, with their special interests internally, have been advocating for them, keeping those high pensions in place. Pensions, by the way, that are augmented and go higher because they allow them to count their overtime, the mileage that they drive, they get reimbursed for, longevity payments, it's just extra payments for just time put in, not for doing a better job. And all of those make those pensions higher. But as soon as they reach a state where they need to retire, they don't want to pay that tax on their pensions either. And so they move. When they have high gas taxes, they have high real estate taxes, high local property taxes, and then a tax on their car every single year. So yes, then they take those very generous pensions and go to another state, by the way, that hasn't done all the things that Connecticut has done to dissuade people from continuing to stay here.
Well, anyway, we've got a battle coming up. But when I heard about this one, I said, boy.
Uh-huh.
It just seems all the time, Tony, it's one right after another. I mean, it's and I can see, take the bottles back. that's great. I can't believe the number of bottles they could take back and get some money for. But again, it's too bad that we have to do this. Now, as somebody who's been in the legislature for a while, what do you think in the end? When the midnight oil goes out, what are we going to have?
Well, Brad, take heart, because this last election on November the 8th, the public made a very different decision when they were going to the voting booth. They may have voted in Connecticut for Hillary Clinton, but they voted in large number for more Republicans to fill the Senate and the House. So our voices are louder and stronger against additional tax hikes on the public. So we have 18 to 18 in the Senate. So you know the bills like this are going to really have a vigorous debate and may actually fail if they decide to push it any further.
And I also know that you got a couple of Democrats in the Senate who vote sometimes with the Republicans.
That's exactly right. So that it takes that 18 to 18 tie, and we can actually win a number of issues and a number of votes. So, you know, take heart, the trend is in a better direction because I think people now get it. Shows like yours that talk about these things, bring them out to the light, to the public so that they're aware of it. Well, and people call their legislators and say, don't do this. This is not good for us.
Well, Senator, that's why I wanted you on the program this morning. And we'll talk again. There's no question about it. This is an important time for the people of Connecticut, and I know that you understand when I talk about the middle class, you understand how they're being hurt. I was at the supermarket, okay, this was back a couple of months ago, but I'll never forget the woman. Never forget her. She was at the meat counter, and she came over to me, okay, and she was talking about how she's having it so tough to paying her bills, and she never had a problem before, and she started to cry. She really did, right there in the market. Now I know they don't see that in the legislature. They don't see that, but I see it, and this is some of the stuff that people are just right at their wits' end. Really,
they really are. I get phone calls like that all the time, and it really breaks your heart. It really does. So something has to be done. People are ready for it. And I've never heard as much outcry, like you said, by people on the state that finally get that the state is moving in the wrong direction and we need to change the course.
Okay, Senator, thank you so much, and we will talk again.
We will indeed. Thank you, Brad. Thank you very much.